lots of supposed to be work up in the oil fields. Yeah, in Calgary. You could make quite good money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hitching, and I hitchhiked across to San Antonio in Texas, and then I started to go north up.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one particular morning, and it was quite early, and I was standing on the side of the road, and it was very, very quiet and beautiful, eh? And I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, I heard somebody saying, "You're right!" And I'm going, where's that coming from? It's like there's no cars or anything, you know?
Ah.
And I was like looking around, I go, what's that all about? And I hear, hey, Hitcher, you want a ride? What? And I turned around, and it was a train over in the back, over in the field.
Oh.
And there was this guy out in the cab at the front, yelling, you know, waving.
Yeah.
I said, sure, yeah. So I ran across, and it was about, like, it had four engines. It was a coal train going from up north, in one of the northern states, and then taking coal down to California or somewhere south, and mm-hmm. so it was heading down. And so I ran over, and he, just as I was getting up to him, he says, fourth engine back. So I ran back along the thing, and then threw my bag in and hopped in into the engine, and I'm sitting in this engine. And a little bit of a sudden it starts off, and I'm like leaning out there, and this and then this voice comes over the intercom, and he said, "Whereabouts are you going?" And I says, "I'm heading up to Calgary." And he goes, "Oh yeah, well, I can take you to such and such, you know." He says, "Just keep an eye out when we come into the town, you know, the different settlements.
Mm-hmm.
Just hop down because I'm not supposed to take anybody."
Oh, okay.
He says, "If you look underneath the seat, you'll find a courtesy pack for the drivers,
oh.
some water and snacks and stuff."
No.
And enjoy the ride. So,
that's
so
wonderful.
So I'm sitting up there with my little pack open. I've got these snacks and I got my water. I got my arm out. And I'm like Casey Jones, you know.
Yeah.
Getting along there, and yeah, it was cool. And we wound up through the mountain. It was really beautiful, beautiful, you know, spiraling up around. And
most people don't ever see that.
No, not at all. It was very, very, very lovely. And then, sure enough, we'd come to the towns, and he would, you know, I'd duck down low. It was very exciting. And then as we got to the nearer the destination, he comes over again, and he says, "Okay, we're coming in, and I'll slow down. Just as we come into the yards, I'll slow down. You hop out, and if you run across the yards,
yeah,
and you'll carry on up, you'll come to the highway, and that you can carry on north, you know."
Yeah.
I says, "Thanks very much."
Oh.
So sure enough, he slowed down. Heart's racing, and I jumped in.
Yeah.
And it was like when I was a kid, I used to watch, on Sunday afternoons, they used to have war movies and westerns and stuff. And I used to watch it with my dad. There would be a war movie where these guys were escaping from a prisoner of war camp, and they'd get on a train, and it was the same sort of thing.
Right.
And my memory went straight back to those movies where you're dashing across, and, you know, trying to avoid the Germans and get out onto the road.
Yeah.
So I'm running through, and I get up on the road, and it was like, wow, it was such an exciting, you know, adventure. And I'm standing with my thumb out on the road, and eventually the pickup pulls over, and I jump in, and I'm all full of beans and excitement because of blabbering on about how I'd just been standing down in Colorado somewhere, and got picked up by a train, and it was just so great. And I had food and water, and just had to sneak out, and the guy's going, oh yeah, and eventually says, "I know, I was the driver."
Oh, this is cool.
He was in a cowboy hat with a check shirt on, and he had a ranch down the road. So he was driving. He was a cowboy as well as a
train driver.
That is neat.
No,
very cool.